Follow the camera again.
Sorry, not working. Is it the phone, maybe?
Cell connected.
David, can you try on your phone? This one doesn't seem to work. You're not connected.
Northwest London. Tuesday, 15th of Tammuz, 4th of July, Rabbi Gershon Donna Shlita, Halachos learned from Pentos. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored the first Sulchan Sun of Yitzhak Rokach and Mati Stroh, which took place yesterday. Yehi Rotzon Shivnu Bayis Nemon Bisrol Shem Velis Hilo.
Okay, good morning everyone. As we just heard, I'll talk about the few different halachas that are learnt out from the story of Pinchas. So the three different topics I'll focus on today, hopefully time permitting. The first one's going to be, how was Pinchas able to kill anyone if Pinchas was a Kohen, and a Kohen's not allowed to become Tomei Mace, and by killing someone you inevitably become Tomei Mace, or perhaps not. Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes Rishonim, Harry Paskin. What we're going to discuss. And as you said, 10 words, guys, you have to give me anything. Then we're going to discuss what was his halakhic status afterwards. He was a Kohen, perhaps, but we know, all of us who learn Jewish Mishmur together, that Kohen who's killed is not allowed to duchen, perhaps not allowed to do the Avodah at all. So therefore, what was his, was he a Kohen, but with all these various disqualifications? And then if you have time, we'll discuss about the halachas of bringing weapons into shuls, which are learned out from Pinchas. We might not get there, but we'll see. If you don't get there, it's tomorrow's Mishnah Berurah. So everyone's invited, 9 to 9.30 in the back. Okay. So, before we start, we're going to learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin together. It's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and it will tell us the whole story we need to know before we get involved in the various halachas. So, Moshe told the judges of Yisrael. So what happened was that the Midianim had sent their daughters and they had caused all the Eden to sin, and as part of that they were feasting and drinking with Goyim, and they ended up that the ladies forced the Jews to be over the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or, and that was very bad, and Moshe therefore told the Midianim that we've got to sort this out and we're going to mete out capital punishment to all those who had sinned with Baal Pa'or. So that's the background of the story. And the Shevet of Shimon go to Zimri ben Solu. They go to their Nossi. And they say, listen, everyone's getting killed here. And they said to him, hey, don't indeed in the Foshus. They're judging cases of capital punishment against us. And you're our leader. You're sitting there, you're doing nothing. Yeah, you have to be on our team. You have to try and sort it out. Ma'os says, what does Zimri do? Omad. For Kibbetz, Esrim, Ba'arba, Elef, Misrael. He took 24,000 people, for Halach Itzel Cosby, and he went to Cosby, who was a Midiani lady. Omar La, he said to her, Hashmili, let's do an Aveira together. Omar La, she says back to him, Bas Melech Ani. Yeah, I'm not any nobody off the street. I'm the Bas Melech, I'm a king's daughter. And my father always told me that I'm fitting to get the best Shidduch in town. Yeah, that's how he brought me up. Yeah, I'm the best, and I'm going to marry the top boy on the market, be it the Midiani market or the Jewish market. So he told me, you have to go for the Mitzurah was a prince. Yeah, he said, you're only going to marry a suitable Shidduch, the Edom of the prince. You have to go for the best of the best. So he says to her, Amalah, Afhu Nasi Shevet Tu. I'm a Nasi. Veloyoid, not only that, I'm greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Because, why am I greater than Rabbeinu? Who's Sheni the better? And he's talking third person, was second, was from Shimon. But who? Shlishi, and he's from Levi. And therefore, I think I am the most choshev shidduch around, and that's Bimazana. Tofsa beblorisa. He grabbed Cosby by her hair. Vehevir etzla Moshe. He brings her to Moshe. Omar loy. Ben Amram. Yeah, he calls Moshe, Ben Amram, Zu Asura on the terrace. Am I allowed to marry this lady or not? V'im Toima Asura, yeah, he preempted him and said, if you're going to say, I'm forbidden, Bas Yisroi, me too, Allah. You also married a Midyani lady. You married the daughter of Yisroi. And therefore, how could you explain this discrepancy? And the answer was, because that was before Matan Torah, Rashi says, and it was after Matan Torah, but Al-Kabon, that was his time. So, this Alma Menu Halacha, at that time Moshe forgot the Halacha that someone who lives with a Midyani is Kanaan Pogimba. Go, Kulam Bebechia, all the people are crying, it's a whole matzav there. Pinchas sees what's going on. Pinchas says, he runs to Moshe and he says, Moshe, did you not teach me? Did you not tell me you came from Har Sinai? Haboil Zachutis Kanoim Pogimba? That it's not allowed, and if anyone does so, any zealot can go and kill them? Moshe said, yeah, I did. The one who reads the letter should be the one who carried out the instructions. I.e., very good, off you go, go and kill. Okay, this is a rather fascinating Gemara for various reasons. We're going to go through the Gemara bit by bit. We'll have lots of various questions. Okay. Ostensibly. Again, we don't get married to shame issues, whatever. But yeah, ostensibly, why not? Correct. But it would probably take a process. I'm not sure he was willing to wait for the whole the beds and push you away. Come back in 2 years' time. Okay. The one more Gemara here, which brings down the various. Because Pinchas then takes his spear, he takes away the tip of his spear. He walks around. It looks like he's got a walking stick, and he takes the walking stick and he reaches the tribe of Shimon. He gets to Shimon, hi. I want to get involved as well. This Avera, they let him in, and he kills him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Nisim Nathabil. There were six Nisim that happened to Pinchas. Echad, because Zimri should have stopped doing the Avera as he approached him, then he was unable to kill him, but he didn't. Number two, Zimri could have cried out as he was being killed, but he didn't. Also, that they didn't slip off the spear. Yeah, we'll see you soon. He was walking around with a spear, and they were stuck onto the spear after he killed them. Not only that, the Malach came and raised the doorpost because when he was walking out with them on his spear, they would naturally have not fit through the door. But when they came, they fit through the door, etc., etc., etc. Okay, then the Medrash. The Medrash brings down a few more Nisim, six more Nisim that took place. Number one, the Medrash says that the spear got lengthened, it was very long. It also says that he was able to walk around the whole camp with Zimri and Cosby on his sword. Now, it was a share of six parasois, which is a lot of walking. An average person, let's say, weighs 75 kilos, so he's walking around holding the equivalent of 7.5 suitcases like that, which a nace is able to do so. Another nace, that the wood did not break, because normally a spear is not able to hold on its tip two people, but so here it did. Number four, this is a very important one for Asher, they didn't die straight away. He was walking around with them on his spear, and they did not die. Why? Says the Medrash. Because otherwise, he'll become Tommy, which we're going to see. Okay, then the other ones as well, we don't need to go into detail, gory details now, but Al-Kaponim, that's what we see from the Medrash. Now, this Medrash is not so simple. This Medrash says that Zimri Cosby did not die as he speared them. Why? Because otherwise, he would become Tommy Mace, and he was a Kohen. The Radak in Shmuel Beis brings down that.
Didn't he open? It was not the eye,
huh? He was touching them. And even the sword that you kill someone with, you can't tell, the tumor goes through, and therefore it would have been time had they been dead, but good news for them, they were still alive, and for Pinchas, and therefore they didn't come to
the whole camp with them.
The whole camp with them are ghosts.
They were still alive.
That's one of the Nisim the Medrash brings down. Yeah, okay. So, the Radak wants to say that he's Cholik on the Medrash Kipshuta, he says that Pinchas was allowed to become Tommy because, like by a Mochemes Mitzvah, you're allowed to become Tommy. A Kohen is allowed to get involved in Mochemes Mitzvah. This is, so to speak, a Mochemes Mitzvah. He's killing them to save Klal Yisrael, etc. And therefore, he will not to become Tommy Mace. Frank the Rosh, the same question. The Rosh Al Torah asks, how could he kill them? He was a Kohen. He doesn't say the Radak Teretz that it was a Mochemes Mitzvah. Now, again, it's muchach from this Rosh that he doesn't learn that in the Medrash, because the Medrash answered he didn't kill them, they were still ghosts. But it's here the Rosh clearly held that they were dead on the end of his spear, and he asked, how is that permitted? So he wants to say, like you, some people mentioned before, perhaps Pinchas was not yet a Kohen. The three of my colleagues in the Gemara, Zvach and Kofalev, when did Pinchas become a Kohen? Was it earlier? Was he anointed earlier? Was it only later? Was it even mamish later, the time of Yeshua? And the Rosh wants to say, which is Shittas Rashi, which Tosafot disagrees with, that he was not yet a Kohen, and therefore This is not a problem at all. How's a Tommy Mace? No problem. He was a regular fellow, and therefore there was no problem for him to be Tommy Mace. And then he said, another pshat of the Rosh, perhaps there was still a goyser. So we get to the two terutzim of the Rosh, is told on the Medrash whether that took place or not. So right now, we ask the question, how could Pinchas become Tommy to Mace by touching dead people? We had three answers so far. Number one, he wasn't yet a Kohen. Number two, it's a Torah mitzvah, and therefore that would be permitted. And number three, you can make it a Pekoch Nefesh type of thing, yeah, because he stopped the plague by doing so, and therefore maybe that would be in a heter. And number three, they didn't really die, they were only a goyses, and therefore that would be permitted. The Gemara of Sanhedrin there we mentioned goes on to say that Pinchas asked Moshe, did you not say that Alokha Kanaan Pagaboy? And he said, I did say that, and you remembered it, you should go and do so. Freak the oracle on there in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis, a question. He says that the Medrash says, how could he become Tommy? Because a nace took place, and they only were goyses. When he speared them, they didn't die. Or the Ainus Tobikhan is, how could Pinchas go ahead and do such a thing? He didn't know that a nace was going to take place. And therefore, when he went and killed them, he was risking that he would become Tommy and a mace. And therefore, how is that allowed? Again, if you go to the Alatruz, he wasn't a Kohen, etc., there's no problem. But in the world of the Tarot, that the only heta he had was because they were goyses, how could he know that? Ain Soimichin al Hanes. Okay, that's the other Teretz. I'm asking, that's the other Teretz. Whatever. But in this Teretz, we're asking. Zok the Aruchaneh, the Geshmak of Teretz, because this is Gufa, the Shak Levataria, in the Gemara. What's going on? I'll explain. He wants to say, and we'll be makdim what he's going to say with another question. The Ram asked a question. Halacha is by Kanaan Pogin Boy, it's Halacha Ve'ein Moirin Kain, i.e., that is the Halacha, but you're not supposed to go and start announcing in public that whoever is Boyan Aram is supposed to go and kill them. So, fake the Ram in Sanhedrin, how could Moshe Rabbeinu paskin for Pinchas Kanaan Pogin Boy? The Halacha is Kanaan Pogin Boy, Halacha Ve'ein Moirin Kain. And Moshe went and paskin that Halacha to Pinchas. That's a steerer to the Ein Moirin Kain. So, fake the Ram. He says, Pinchas knew the halacha of Kanaan Pogin Boy. He had no sofik, you're allowed to do so. Yeah, that wasn't in doubt. Narvas, he had another problem. So he knows he's allowed to kill them, but he knew he's a Kohen. And a Kohen is not like Tommy Mace. So he went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, it's not so much from the Gemara, though, but he wants to touch into the Gemara. He said, Moshe, I know I'm supposed to kill them. Abba, what's going to be with Tommy Mace? On that, Moshe said, don't worry, I have Ruach HaKodesh, and I know that they're not going to die. They're only going to be a ghost from your spearing. Memela, you can go and do so. That was Pinchas' question, that was Moshe's answer. So if that's true, now for Enfer, two questions. He answered, how can you be Soymich on a nes? He wasn't Soymich on a nes. Yeah, normally you're not Soymich on a nes, you don't rely a miracle will take place. But if Moshe Rabbeinu tells you, I'm telling you it's going to be okay, this miracle will take place, I don't think that's called Soymich on a nes. You're just relying on the best Novi known to mankind, who told you it was going to happen, and that's not Soymich on a nes. And then we also answered the Ram's Kasha, how do you have a Kanaan Pogibur Halacha Ve'ein Murikane? How can Moshe Paskin Azoy? He didn't Paskin Azoy. He just Paskin a Chiddush and Metzias, that don't worry, Pinchas, they're not going to die. Okay. So, to summarize what we've done so far, we have three reasons how he could kill them. Yeah, number one, that was a mitzvah. Number two, he wasn't yet Kohen. Number three, they only became a goyses. We had a question on that, how can he rely on the fact that they would only become a goyses? Maybe they would die. On that, we had an answer, that was Moshe Rabbeinu who told him that they would only become a goyses, and therefore, it was a risk-free process to rely on Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, we're good to go. Okay, let's move on. What about could Pinchas Duchen after he killed? So the Gemara in Barachas on Beis brings down Omar Reb Yochanan, Kol Koyin Shehorag Es Hanefesh Loi Yisra Es Kapov. A Koyin who kills is not allowed to duchen. Shenema, the pasuk says, Yodeichim Domim Aleihu. Your hands are full of blood, and therefore these hands cannot be the ones that are blessing Klal Yisrael. Says Shulchan Aruch in Simkuf Chav Chesif Lamed Hey, Koyin Shehorag Es Hanefesh Afilu B'Shoigeg Loi Yisra Eskapov is not allowed to duchen. Afilu also tshuva, even if he did tshuva. On that, the Ramah says that all those who are mekel and about tshuva who want to become frum and to stop his murderous career and become a frum Jew, we let him lahokel about tshuva lino delis. Yeah, and he goes on to say even the shaila if you're a moil and by mistake the baby died, are you allowed to, etc., etc., etc. Says Mishnah Berura, what's the problem? Seconds. even though he's done tshuva, he says, "Mikom akhim ein katei ganasas lega." They're very hard. The biyadim yudayim elu shahargas nefesh ein royu lisa es kapa. Even though done tshuva, it's not fitting for the same hands that snuffed out a life to go and bless Klal Yisrael with the same hands. Okay. Agav, the person can be down, even if you kill someone with your foot, yeah? If you're going to kick someone in the head, you still will be unable to look at it. It's not a dafka din in hands, you know? It's the person who killed is not fitting to. Okay. It's a big enough minute. Anyone here who killed with their feet, it's going to be okay. The nachlekes achronim is this psul, is it psul d'oraisa, or it psul d'rabbanon? It just depends on two truths and toshvus and yivamot tazayin. It could be this is a psul d'oraisa, nafka mina. If you have a kohen who is unsure whether or not he ever killed, if it's a psul d'oraisa, he'll be unable to duchen because it's sofik d'oraisa l'chumra, and therefore you're not allowed. Now, the big shaila, which is negei nowadays, and we'll see, was negei 107 years ago in the First World War, is what about if you're in the army and you have killed? Yeah, this is a shaila we discussed with Mishnah Berurah. This is, I found some new Ma'am Kremis about it. The biggest chiddush I found was the Chasson Sofer in Parashat Tetzaveh. In chiddushim he brings down that why was Moshe Rabbeinu not made into a Kohen? Because Moshe killed someone. Because Moshe killed the Mitzri, and therefore Moshe was not fitting to be a Kohen. Now this is a chiddush. Also, he didn't kill him with his hands or his feet. Number one, he killed Moshe Mephorish, yeah? So I mean, this is like a real holy killing he did. But after he came, Chasson Sofer said, because of that, Moshe was not fitting to be a Kohen, because he killed him with Moshe Mephorish. That's also an even bigger chiddush. What? Yeah, that could be that could be Mechemeth. I hear that.
That
comes
to live
on about Shoigeg. Mechemeth, but only to the Shaila. Shoigeg is the first. Mechemeth said before it, I feel the Shoigeg, learn is the cup of. Yeah. Then he handles what about if someone forced you to kill? The halacha is if someone says to you, unless you kill him, I will kill you, you're not allowed to kill him because his blood is not red than yours, etc. But if you do so, you're called an oinus, you know, you weren't supposed to, and then maybe one would be allowed to look him. Otherwise, one's not allowed to look him. So,
of Egyptians. Moshe killed every war they went into. Moshe was responsible for the.
So it could be a Mechemeth mitzvah is different. It could be that's more of a grammar. Yep. He just done it to Hashem. Yeah, all his subordinates. Okay, Mechemeth mitzvah might be better. But here, there's no shaykh. He went to a guy and he killed him on the street. Now, the Amidrashim there, that this guy was over Eishes Hish, this Mitzri, because Mechuyah Misa, that even there's a Medrash that brings down to Shmois Rabbah, that this fellow was going to kill the Jew, this Mitzri on the way to kill the Jew, because he wanted to marry his wife, and therefore Moshe killed him, B'din Roidif, to stop him killing the Jew. Which is a very, very big Kiddush, therefore, the Chasson Sofer, that this would disqualify Moshe from being a Kohen, but that's what Chasson Sofer says in Parashat Tetzaveh. Okay. There's Geshmaka, Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, and the Arshich as well. They're going to say that we know Yaakov bought the Bechorah from Esav. The Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz in the Pasuk, when Esav said, Hine, Anoichi Hoylech Lamos, he didn't mean to say, I'm going to die because I'm so hungry. He said, no, I am going to kill. I'm a murderer by profession. And since I'm going to kill, then the Bechorah is now worthless to me. Remember, in the olden days, the person who had the Bechorah did the Avodah. Yeah, it wasn't the Kahanim. Or Tola on the oldest firstborn, and therefore, Sirius, he was telling him, you want to buy the Bechorah off me? Because in Tahayat, for me, it's a worthless piece of real estate because I'm not able to use it because I'm already a killer, and therefore, that's his Kishmaka chat in the post. Okay. Now, there's another machlokes. Are you possible for the Dafka Duchening, or are you perhaps possible for the whole Avodah when you kill? Toshvus is Mefurish, you're only possible for Duchening, not for the Avodah. However,
what about receiving Tzvumen, all these things? Chale, Tzvumen is
allowed? No. The Fiat Toshvus is only Din Duchening.
Only Din Duchening?
Yeah. However, we'll see, it's not so simple. I mean, Kepshuto is the Mishnah. The Mishnah Mechorish brings down, Eilu Psulim Bebehema Veloi Ba'adam. There are some Psulim for a Korban that are not absorbed for the Avodah. And one example that gives is an animal that has killed a person is possible to be offered up as a korban, but a person who kills someone is permitted to do the avodah. So kipshuto, there's a mishnah that it's only a psul in duchening, not psul in the avodah. On that, however, there's different gersoyos in the mishnah. The achronim are busy there. Perhaps it's not a mishnah, but kipshuto, the mishnah b'chayrus that if you kill, you still can do the avodah. The zoya asks a question: why are Pinchas not possul l'kuna? He killed someone. I.e., the zoya has Hanocha, the assumption is that you're possible la avoida if you kill. Zot the Zoha, you're right. And Pinchas was betzem a coin already before this story. The famous question is, if he already was a Kohen, why Hashem is saying, he knows, why am I making you a Kohen? He already was a Kohen. Yeah, imagine you have a friend who does you a favor, and he's a Kohen. You say to him, you know what? In return for that favor, I'm bestowing upon you that you're a Kohen. Get lost. I already was a Kohen. I don't need your favors. I'm a Kohen before, I'm a Kohen afterwards. Zok the Zoya, I'll tell you, Pshat the Apostle. Pinchas was all upset. Oyvei, I killed someone. Now that I've killed someone, I'm going to lose my Kohuna, because I know that a Kohen is possible to avoid her. Therefore, no, I'm giving you permission. Nevertheless, even though really you should not be able to be a Kohen, I'm still going to make you a Kohen. Okay. Question is, Abba Lemaisa, well, why is Hashem? You can't use protection here. It's halacha is, if you kill, you can't be a Kohen, you can't do that avodah, like Zohar assumed. Why the fact that you killed someone and Hashem's happy you killed him make any difference? L'chayra, you should be possible. So, there's a few nice plotim in the Chassidus far. I saw brought down on the Tiferet Shloima. He wants to say, yeah, this is quite Chassidus. So you have to, don't get angry at me. What'd you say? Nothing, I'm just giving a hanocha, introduction in case you just throw tomatoes. He'll say, you're right. Halachically, he should have become posel avoda. And he knew that. And nevertheless, he was still willing to give away his whole future just to do what Hashem wants. In that, of course, he became a kohen. Which again, is very nice, but he's still got the same question, really. Very nice. Very nice, he's deserving of the award that he should be a kohen, but he's still posel lagona. He's still someone who's killed. So the condition of Levi. Levi wants to say down that there's a lot of Kana and Pogimboy. That, yeah, we know that brother Ram is Kana and Pogimboy, which means that this person was really kind of Mechoy of Misa. And therefore, he was in Lomdus considered a Gavra Ketela. He was someone who's already halakhically dead. And says the condition of Levi, if you kill someone who's already dead, you're not, no problem at all. Yeah, he didn't do anything. And therefore, he could still be good. So the condition of Levi. So the condition of Harim, that the reason normally why a Kohen cannot serve if he killed is because killing is an act of din and a Kohen has to be full of chesed. However, this killing was a maisa chesed. Yeah, it was a killing that stopped a plague. It was a killing, and therefore, this killing is not a stira at all. It's not a question. It's no shaykh. This is a maisa chesed, not a maisa din. And therefore, it'll be okay. Agav, there's a machlokes about killing a goy, whether that makes you possible. Machlokes pre-show is makel, people regard as a machme. Chasa sofer is clearly machme by the mitzvah, because he's... Yeah. Now,
one brings maybe Zimri was a trefer.
But normally, Api Roiv, you wouldn't assume that. I mean, Api Roiv, the Chazaka person is not a trefer. Otherwise, you can never kill anyone in the whole Gemara. The more discussed is Makkah Staff Zion. They asked, when Adim came and said that Reuven killed Shimon, they say to him, how do you know Shimon wasn't a trefer? Yeah. And he said, maybe the place where the sword went into his heart, he already had a hole in his heart. And that's just a way to mix them up. But halakhically, you have a Chazaka. Oh. What do you say? Yeah, halakha, you don't assume that. Gemara Chulin Daf Yud as well. This Gemara is a question, but the answer you don't do so. So now it's time for, we had our Torah for the day. Yeah, we started the Torah way. Now let's do the history lesson of the day. Yeah, we want to learn about history. So I found all this, a lot of it was in Moshe Sternberg Sefer, because don't forget, Moshe Sternberg was a good old Englishman. Yeah, and he brings it, no one else brought this down anywhere, I looked all over. And then with the help of some research on Google, we have a bit of information here. So in the year Tof Resh Ayin Vov, which I make it to be 1916, the government came to consult with the chief rabbi of England at the time. Chief rabbi was appointed in 1913 until 1946. You know what the chief rabbi's name was? Hertz. Chief Rabbi Hertz. So he was a very, very long chief rabbi, he was 33 years, and both world wars were under his watch. There were very interesting shilas he got in his day.
I remember him well.
You cannot remember him well.
I do remember him well. In the books. No.
How? He died in 46.
My uncle, he sent me out of shul. He's a
man. Him?
It's a long, it's a story.
That? Wow. Wow. I'm so excited. Okay. The chief rabbi Hertz had lots of geshmaka shilas. Yeah? So I'll tell you a few of them he had at the time. So the government consulted with him that they want to conscript all good Englishmen to the front lines. And they were told that Kehanim can't go. Why can't Kehanim go? Because number one, they'll be disqualified from doing duchening when they kill people. Number two, they can't be metamen amesim. And we're machmeh, Ramah machmeh. Even to goyish people, they can't be metamen. You also asked him, what about fighting on Shabbos? There's also the shortage of food in the front line on Pesach. And he was mati with Rabbi Cook, who lived in England at the time, that they could eat kidneys on Pesach b'shas hadchak, because there was no other option. In 1939, there was a blackout, and he paskened to not do any Kol Nidre services in 1939, because it would disturb the blackout. You have to have lights on, that would be a problem. And therefore, in 1939, contingent was cancelled. And the same year, he instituted there'd be no shofar blast at the end of Yom Kippur because they had to be in Shtilah Height and therefore there'd be a steward. Okay. So they asked him about Kohanim, and he said it's not a problem at all. If they're fighting in a battle, the Chemes Mitzvah is a mitzvah, there's no problem at all. The Kohanim will not become Apostle Duchen and even allowed to kill people, no problem at all. Now, this was a big balagan at the time. There were some naysayers who weren't happy. The Leeds Bezdin stepped in, and they paskin not like that. There was someone else called Reb Menashe Adler. Do you know Reb Menashe Adler? He died later. He died in Brighton in the end of the 50s. He was born. Okay, he disagreed. He had a few sforim about it, Ayin Shom, called Marakoin. And in the end, the only heter he could find to send Kohanim to the front is that Pashtus nowadays are not really Kohanim. Because we haven't got Kohanim or Yechosim. And therefore, even though they're going to kill, even though they're going to Tomei, there's no problem because they're Pashtus not Kohen. That's all very nice. But that wouldn't let them Duchen when they came back because you have a Monoshech. If you're not a Kohen, like he said, then you can't go to the front, then you don't Duchen. If you are a Kohen, you're possibly going to kill someone. That was the big machlokas in 1916, which Moshe Sternbuch brings down this, because Moshe Sternbuch also was probably remembered these figures, and he was around at that time, he lived before the war, and that was the machlokas based on this raid by Pinchas. Okay, I'm going to end here, and admit Shem, I didn't get to the bringing weapons into shul, which is a very nageh de kashayla. Israeli army soldiers who want to come to shul with their guns. It could be they're not allowed to. Bianco Bloy says it's better to done bechidus than to come into shul with your gun because you're not allowed to bring a weapon to shul. There's a raid about shechita knives. Can you bring a shechita knife into shul? Because shechita knife you can kill with, and therefore it's not so simple. The one geshmaka gemara that will end. The gemara brings down that it was more in Moed Katan that Rabbi Yochanan was biting his fingernails in shul on Chol HaMoed. And Shabbat Leket brings down that, and Pshuta, they've been arrived here, you shouldn't cut nails on Chol HaMoed. Says the Shabbat Leket, no shaykhs. Well, because Chol HaMoed, suppose you're doing it in shul, and since you're doing it in shul, you're not allowed to bring scissors into shul, because it's a killing device. And therefore, he bit it off with his mouth, only because he had no other aids of how to do it, because he was not allowed to bring a weapon into shul. But again, the whole sugya about bringing weapons into shul was discussed at a different time at Hashem. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day. Thank you.